It's the largest rail yard in the world, and it sits in a small city in the middle of the Midwest. I'll take you to the place with 10,000 rail cars headed to all points of the nation on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
It's the largest rail yard in the world.
The yard is 2 miles wide, 8 miles long. There's 2,850 acres in this area that Union Pacific owns. If we took all of the track in this 8-mile stretch, it will go for 400 miles.
Eldon Walters shares the story from the 8th story of the Golden Spike Tower that provides a bird's eye view of the tracks here in North Platte, Nebraska. The yard was established here because of the great number of rails that cross this area. And with plenty of wide open space, it was the best place for the Union Pacific to establish their yard.
Right now, we're at about 140 trains a day going either direction. We are getting about 28 loaded coal trains through here every day that go up to Wyoming to load from the mines. We have to have that many empties going back west because we got to keep meeting the quota for the different power plants that are needing the product.
The purpose of the yard is to put the right cars on the right tracks. That requires disassembling and reassembling the train's cars to get them to the right destination.
When a train comes in 20 miles outside of North Platte, the train goes by a scanner, and the scanner reads either the barcode or the chip on the cars.
And that info is sent to offices in St. Louis or Omaha, which then relays back information about how the cars in that train need to be sorted for their correct destination.
So we are putting the cars into the right location if they're going to Chicago, if they're going to Miami, if they're going to Omaha. We sort them into that class. We have 64 tracks that have eastbound destinations. We have 50 tracks in our westbound hump that is going to make up westbound trains.
And those humps he's referring to are critical in the process. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside from on top of the Golden Spike Tower in North Platte, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCray.